This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers want to better understand the role corporations are playing in the housing market. A Democratic bill would create a task force to study how many Colorado houses corporations have bought since 2018 and where. The study would also look at how often these homes sit vacant. The task force would be required to develop legislation for potential corporate support for affordable housing programs. And homeowners associations would have to allow their residents to install vegetable gardens under a bill at the legislature this week. The bipartisan bill says homeowners must be allowed to put in vegetable gardens on the front, sides, or back of their house, and HOAs must also allow residents to install fake turf in their backyards. Petitioners who want to return Pueblo to a city manager-run government have only a couple of days to collect required amount of signatures for a special election. As of last week, the group needed nearly 1,000 more signatures. The city's clerk's office could not verify about a quarter of more than 3,800 signatures collected. Pueblo City Clerk Marisa Stoller says this is the last chance to submit more or fix signatures if the group wants a special election this summer. Otherwise, the effort will move to the next election cycle.
They are able to bring forward this issue again, but they would essentially be starting over.
Stoller says a special election could cost the city an estimated $250,000. Voters made the change from a city manager-run government to a mayor in 2017. You're listening to CPR News. Coming up is All Things Considered. We are just starting off the show. Thank you for sticking around.